Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Watch me!
His name is...
Watch me!
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
It is 19 past the hour. Reverend Al Sharpton joins us. And I know, Reverend Al, whether you had planned it or not, you got to be headed back down to New Orleans real soon, down the Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, I just left New Orleans during the Essence Music Festival, and we run into all this barrage of calls, and clearly Nash Ash Network and I are going to be on top of what's going on in Baton Rouge. We've already talked to a couple of leading ministers and waiting to talk to the family. And I would right away warn us that they will try to pit folk against each other. And already some of the ministers saying, some of the young activists they don't want them involved. The young activists don't want the older ministers involved. The only time we can get justice, because we have put policemen in jail when they were guilty, from Abner Louima on, is when we don't make each other the issue and let everybody fight for justice and for what is a fair investigation, no matter what their lane may be. And I hope that people will do this and not have the divisions we've seen in some of the other things, where people are more interested in getting credit for fighting rather than doing the fight and making sure we get justice. Because this seems to me to scream for all of us to come together and deal with this, which is also why the black media is important. Because when I was looking at all of the morning shows this morning, other than as Civil and I was just talking about, other than Good Morning America, they didn't even cover it because it does not matter to them. They're on the Hillary and the emails and all. And I'm not saying that's not significant. But here you have a blatant case that has happened repeatedly, and they will ignore it until many of us force the issue, like we had to do with Gina Six on this show. If it hadn't been for Tom Joyner's show, if it hadn't been for Ebony Jett, Gina Six, those kids would have still been in jail. We got them out right in that same Louisiana and turned that around. So the black media pushes the public attention. We cannot dismiss the fact that those things that have worked traditionally, the reason you have traditional is because it works. So we have a classic example here on why we need to control our microphone and control how we project issues to our community, which must stay in our hands.
Reverend Al, you said it. And it's just sickening when you think about it's happening over and over and over again.
Thank you, sir. Need to learn how to stay over and over together to get it done. What has worked in the past, what has not worked. This is no time for auditioning. This is a time for movement, and those that know what to do need to go ahead out there and do what needs to be done.
All right, sir. Have a great day and travel safely back down to New Orleans.